We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amid Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Chav Dalet, Sif Dalet. Says a Mechaber, Kashin Shel Shibalim, Shekoshim Bishnaim O Bishlosha Makomos. Bundles of wheat or straw, which are tied up in two or three places. Mutr Lahatiran Kadesha Tochal Mehan HaBehema. You are allowed to untie the bundles in order to allow an animal to eat from it. The Rama says Yeshurim the Lo Shari Lahati Rak Bakesha Shaina Shal Kayaman. There are some who suggest that this is only permissible if it is not a Kesha Shal Kayama, which we discussed earlier. If it is only a temporary knot, then you are allowed to untie it. However, if it is permanent, you may not. The Mishnah Berurah says that really this is the opinion of everyone. Everyone really holds like this. Rama says that you're not allowed to untie it if it is Shal Kayama. However, since the Rama didn't find someone who says it mefurish, he says it as yeshmi shaomer. And this is how we paskin that there is a prohibition of kosher matir even when it is for animal purposes. The Mechaber continues, Abal aser l'shafshif behem biyadayim k'derash osam ba'achad behema k'deshi yinochim l'acham. You are not allowed to rub it with your hands in order to make it easier to eat. And here is the klal when it comes to feeding an animal. Tishivui ochel b'davar she'eno ochel mutter la'soso ochel. If it is something which is an edible, you can do something to make it edible for an animal to eat. If it is something which is already edible for the animal, and you want to make it easier for the animal to eat, that is prohibited. We saw this earlier by the prohibition of tofu. The whole point is, if the animal has nothing to eat, so you're allowed to do something to give him something to eat, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum Tzara de Behema. But if he can't eat something, you just want to make it easier, that is not allowed. So, hey, Eitzam Shekatzatzan Mina Ilan V'yesh Machilim Osam Behema Be'odam Lachim. There were trees, branches which were already cut from a tree before Shabbos, and some people feed them when they are wet to an animal. Matiran Umefaspasin Bahem la'achilam she'enam ru'uyim below shifshif. Those you are allowed to rub with your hands because they would not be edible if you did not do that act. And as we said, you can do something which makes it shivli ochla, something which makes it able to be eaten. Tzivav, mechat chendluin lifnei behema v'lushan lit l'shu me'etmol. You are allowed to chop up those branches from the tree as long as they were already picked off before Shabbos, once again, for this same concept, because they are not ro'i to be in unless you cut it up. This assumes, says the Mishnah Berurah, that they are hardened. However, if they are soft and you don't really need to do anything to it for the animal to eat it, that would be included in not shiva yochel, but rather mitrach ba'ochla, which is prohibited. You are allowed to cut up a piece of meat which is a nevela, even if it became a nevela on Shabbos. You're allowed to cut it up to give to an animal. Whether the animal was healthy before or it was in danger. Once again, this is only if it is a hard piece of meat, which the animal could not chew on, could not eat unless you cut it up into pieces. If they could eat it without it being chopped up, you are not allowed to chop it up. Once again, we don't allow you to be matriach for something which is already edible. As we discussed earlier in Siman Shin Chafav, the halachas of tochim, to cut up the pieces of meat for the bird, we said that if it is for a later time, then it would not be allowed. If it is for immediate use, then it would be permissible, maybe relying on that shita of the Rashba, that la'alter is going to be permissible in such a combination. We saw earlier when the Rama made that statement that there are some who are mafakvik on that heter, and say that even la'alter, one should be careful not to cut pieces which are too small. And this, the Chazon Ish was very against this and said, since our many Rishonim that disagree with this Rashba and say that Tochein La'alter is going to be prohibited, therefore one should be careful when they cut the pieces, and especially when it comes to cutting it up for the bird, one should be very careful in relying on this Heter. Sivches, Ein Chotchen Shachas, Perish Yerek Shal Tfuah Shenixar Terem Shenizbashla HaTfuah V'charuven Lefnei Abahim. You are not allowed to cut up that which has not ripened yet. Bein daka bein gasa, whether it is thick or thin, mishum de belochi dechnami chazil achila. Once again, another example of something which can be eaten without you doing an act to it, so we do not allow you to be matriach in order to make it easier for the animal to eat it.